Hello, happy new year. Welcome to 2024 and welcome to a brand new episode of Business Building and Beyond. I am so excited to be here with you guys. I cannot believe, one, it is 2024, two, that we are still in season four and that we have stepped into year five of MDMC Entertainment. This is nuts to me. I was actually reflecting on this over the time that we had off. I did take those 2 weeks off. I, however, was still working. I'm still working on Project 23. It got slightly delayed, as everything does. And it's just, it's kind of wacky right now. There's a lot of moving pieces going on at the moment that I really didn't expect to have happen right now. It just is what it is. And so right now we're just really trying to really push forward into 24. My interns, thank God, they all came back. They definitely expressed the interest of returning and being part of MDMC in the new year. So the interview process sucks for me. I absolutely hate it. I hate having to like interview all these kids, take all this time, hope that these are good candidates. And then I tell you, I've been very, very lucky. I had a few that were just not up to par, but I have had some that were just absolutely stellar. So I'm very thankful for that. So yeah, year five, season four. I think we're off to a really great start. So thank you all for being here. I'm so excited. And let's get into today's topic, which is grow your traffic organically. Now, in the past, I have heard that, so someone I used to work with dubbed herself the queen of organic. And I just kind of just looked at her like, okay, like, I don't know how much of a claim to fame that is, but sure, let's just run with it. And she really pushed the idea that organic can set you up into six figures. And I still don't know how she pulled that off. Wow, look, I'm looking at my vision board. I need to order a new one. Sorry, that's a little distraction here. 2023, that's not it anymore. Back to the organic. I just never saw it as something that could just happen overnight. It's just, it doesn't work that way. And it drives me nuts when I see coaches out there saying, oh yeah, yeah, if you do organic this, organic that, it's going to pay you back 10 times and blah, blah, blah. I've been doing organic for about 5 years now because there's a lot of pieces that I use that are not, paid pieces of content. These pieces of content have been sitting in my arsenal on my website, social media, everywhere. And they have not paid me six figures. They don't. I just don't understand it because there's a lot of people that say this can do this, yet it doesn't. I think to grow your traffic organically, you do have to put those pieces out there. This is what streams people in. I have under the firm belief that when you do your content, and it's content that looks amazing, and whether it's in social media form, infographics, whether it's a podcast, whether it's blogs, all that can generate traffic. It has the ability to. I feel that definitely with blogging and putting in that content into your website every week, every other week, at least two times a month, if you were able to do that, that will obviously generate traffic into your website. It also looks really great for Google, and then it starts to crawl onto the lists on Google search. Another great way for your traffic to grow organically, and we're going to talk about this here in a couple episodes down, is Pinterest. Pinterest is still a valuable player when it comes to generating traffic. I think for the e-commerce world, it's fantastic. I think for, service-based businesses, especially like interior designers and like photographers or, people that are in those spaces and those aesthetics that, can generate something that is aesthetically pleasing, which is totally in the style right now. If you are someone that can generate something like this and someone is generally looking for you to recreate that, this is your time to shine. You can put all of that content into Pinterest, write out the perfect description, link it, and then send it off into the masses. And the great thing about Pinterest is when you have that link in that image, it is gonna generate through and people are gonna save it, they're gonna like it, they're gonna click on the link and then go forward. When I worked at one of the remodeling agencies, I think that was one of the first ones I worked at. Pinterest was the number one generator of traffic to the website. And that's because the team that was working, the SEO team that was working on that account, they were able to jump ahead of the curve and make sure that this is what was happening. So this was 2012, 11. It was right when it came out because I remember 2011, I worked at a newspaper I was an editor of. And I remember a reporter friend of mine, she's like, "Hey, I have the invite." I said, "Send me the invite." And so once I got in there, I was like, "Oh my God." It was nuts. It was crazy. I feel like that was 2000, 2011, going into 12. Yeah. I was trying to think what I spent one of those years going into I spent New Year's in New York. Times Square, I think it was 2010 going to 11. My husband deployed, then he came back. So it was going into 11, going into 12. So that was right around the birth of Pinterest. And I remember that was really the thing. And so by the time I spent about, from that point, I got the invite. So about a full year before I actually started working at the remodeling company. This was already generating massive traffic. So that's one of the important things about jumping onto social media platforms when they first hit is to really solidify your footprint. Like I wish I had jumped into TikTok a little bit sooner because things were growing fast in TikTok. But nonetheless, Pinterest did a huge thing for that account. It did so well. And it got to the point that it was generating a ton of traffic to the website, which then helps Google see, hey, this is a viable site. It's reputable. It's doing all the things. We need to get that site, push it up to the front. So that really helped with the SEO portion of it. So that's important. Anytime that you have content that will deliver a direct link to something, it's important to use. We have a client that uses, the later grid. So the link in bio, you go into the link in bio and it actually shows the grid. It's an exact replica of what's happening on the feed. So when you go to the link, you can just click on whatever it is, boom, 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 and then it works. And so you can generate traffic that way. We did that quite often for this news network that we work for. Who's a client of ours, been a client with us with us since the beginning. And we've literally drove a lot of traffic that way. So maybe if you want to have a grid system like that, it would be really great to kind of just move that content that way, which is pretty impressive, I think. If you anytime you have someone that is link in bio and you have an exact replica of what the grid is, you can click on it and boom, which I don't understand. Well, I guess I do understand. Instagram wants to keep you in their on their platform. They don't want you jumping off to it, which is why there's been workarounds created for that. I think that was an additional $25 I've been using later to do that for that company. So if you guys want to try that, if yours is like a lot of content based or e-commerce or whatever, and you need to drive that traffic to your site, that's a really great trick to use. A lot of things that I tell a lot of my interns to do especially when it comes to posting things onto social media, and especially if it's something that is related to a project we just finished, or maybe we're hyping another site, whatever. So the rhyme and reason of posting how we post is we do a caption. The caption is about 2 to 3 sentences. Underneath it is like, for more information, visit us at, and then we'll put the website. And then another paragraph is for the hashtags. So obviously I have taught them to do this differently. So they can do that structure for Facebook and LinkedIn. But when it comes to, and X. But when it comes to going into Instagram, it's like link in bio. So obviously, Instagram wants to keep people on their platform, which is why they're not going to make it easier for these people to jump off, which I think is one of the reasons why. So it took them so long for us to be able to put a link into our stories now. It used to be you needed 10,000 followers. I'm like, I'm never going to get 10,000 followers. I need to be able to cross-market things. And I always thought that was great that people could do that. But man, it sucks if you're just a regular Joe and you need, you know, your link somewhere and you can't push your content. It sucks. So, you know, I think Instagram is slowly making those strides. However, it's going to take a hot minute. So that's another way to do that. I always suggest, if you're writing blogs or you're really pushing a specific thing, always utilize your social media. Another great way to make sure that you're growing your traffic organically is making sure that when you do your blogs, and if you have a WordPress site or any other site, there is a plugin called Yoast SEO. That actually helps look at your keywords and to see if that blog that you've written is viable enough to reach who it needs to reach in that certain point of that blog. If it's not SEO friendly, it's not going to rank, and that sucks. But, you know, it is what it is. You have to learn how to use these types of software to make sure that what you're writing and what is getting pushed out there is going to be sufficient enough for everyone to see. And you got to make sure, especially when it comes to organics and really growing your company pages or your social media or just getting that notoriety, it's so important that you work on that and make sure that you know what you're doing. Especially what I tell people all the time is pull a keyword list out of, you can go to SEO Moz or any of the keyword places and see if you can find, you know, you obviously know what your keywords are, especially if you're working on your website. Type in a few keywords and see what comes up. You never know, right? When you do that, you can definitely come in and start using those keywords in your blogs. Pick out the top few that you think will work in that situation and see what happens. When you start adding in those keywords, what will end up happening is on Yoast SEO, when your green flags come up, you know, they'll be like, okay, you did really good on this. Great job. And it's cool because now you know what you're doing. Now you're really tapping into what it is that your website needs, what SEO to use, and what overall Google is going to want from you. So it's important. I swear it is so important. And I feel that, you know, if you're not tapping into that, then what are you doing? You know, you can't go in blindly with this. And especially if you're going in and you are wanting to make that change to make sure that your organic marketing comes to fruition. So make sure that you are at least doing that and pull from these lists. And, you know, another great way is you can put your website in to one of the SEO Moz or any of the other keyword places, and they could check to see what keywords are working for you. What, or even in your Google Analytics, what keywords are people using to find you? And do kind of that cross between those two things and see what's happening. Because at the end of the day, it's interesting to see, all right, well, if people aren't finding me here, and we need to figure out why that is. And so, yes, it's definitely important to kind of go in and make sure that you are tapping into what the search engines are going into. Oh man, speaking of tapping in, now that we've been to the new year, you know, I have tried really hard to not, speaking of new years and new topics, I have really tried my best. And especially if you're going to be doing these keywords and, you know, doing all this research to make sure that your content is being seen, you're going to need a little bit of an energy boost. Okay. I kid you not, I have tried as my New Year's resolution to definitely not consume as much caffeine and coffee. I've actually tried to pull back a lot. I spoke about this a couple of episodes ago, but I have to keep it on top of your brain. Magic Mind is definitely one of those solutions out there / your replacement for coffee. You have to have it. So one of the key ingredients in this Magic Mind elixir potion is matcha. It contains way less caffeine than coffee, but it also contains additional compounds called catechins. That extends the benefits of caffeine by slowing your body's ability to absorb it, as well as a compound called lithium that reduces stress. I just found a gray hair in my head and I about lost my mind. It's the stress. It's everything that we're going through. And especially if you really want to take off in 2024, you got to calm down. And so reducing the caffeine is definitely something that I'm working on. So Magic Mind really has come up with a way to bring you some natural ways to do that. It's a small green little elixir, and that is all you need. I have absolutely loved it, enjoyed it, and it's definitely replacing my coffee. It helps me work. It helps me with clear my mind. It really does help me focus a lot more. So I want you guys to check this out. Now that we're talking about organic marketing and getting all of your content out there, you are going to need some time to really hone in on the workload ahead. So this one's on me. You can go and visit, but put the link in the bio, but it's magicmind.com/Jan, J-A-N, MDMC. And you can use my code MDMC20 for a little discount. So I hope you guys enjoy it. Definitely go out there and try and get your mind clear and ready, because all of this organic stuff is going to take you some time to go over it on your websites and all your social media and all that stuff. But go in with a clear mind. Check out magicmind.com. All right. Well, I feel as if you really need to create content that is going to be something that people can enjoy. I absolutely love creating infographics, something that shows a process of how you work and how you do things. A lot of people get a little weary when it comes to hiring a digital marketing agency, because they're like, what are they going to do? What's their process? I don't want to call and then get looped into something. And then I don't want to, you know, like, people are fearful if they don't know what you offer, what you do. So infographics are the best way to teach an audience all of that stuff. So use an infographic and really get into the nitty gritty of what you do, how your process is, how it works. Because remember, educating your client base is definitely one of the most important things you can do. It really does help your customer figure out whether they should give you a call or not. It's crazy. People are very iffy on reaching out for help because they don't know what you're going to come up with, or they don't know what you're going to say. And it is wild. I fully cannot believe how fearful people are to pick up the phone or to send a message or anything like that. And that's a really good key as to what you can hone in on when you create your content. Now, see right there, I just came up with like three projects right there out of just educating your audience. Number one, you can create the infographic. Number two, that could be a podcast episode. Number three, that could be a YouTube video. Number four, that could be a whole blog. Okay, I came up with four things. But you can come up with these types of things and create that content. And when you have content like that, this will shoot up in search because you can phrase it like, so-and-so company works with people like this, or here is our process. Don't want to call us? We'll lay this out for you so you know what you're getting into before you pick up the phone. Something very catchy like that will definitely help your organic traffic. One thing that I really love to do in the sales meetings when I worked for another company, I actually would sit there and I'm like, all right, what are we hearing from the customers? What is it that they love about what we're doing? What is it they hate? What is it that they want more of? And let me tell you, that became like a think tank as to what we could talk about in future social media posts. So make sure that you're reaching out to your employees, your customers. Make sure that you have that questionnaire, like on that once they get a product or a service done, maybe you add a little card. Maybe, you know, encourage them to write a review. Maybe you see something in the reviews, you're like, ooh, you know, like maybe we should talk about that. You never know. You can actually get quite a bit of information out of your employees and see, okay, this is what we need to focus on. This is what we need to make a little bit more clear. And maybe the next round of customers won't feel that specific thing. I absolutely love when we have interesting products in a project. So back to the home improvement industry, because that's where I lived for a very long time. So I loved working with our vendors, whether that was Arizona Tile, Emser, Toto, Kohler, what else? I can't think of the rest of the top of my head, but like the tile people, the countertop people. I'm very jaded now. So anytime I go and look at a house or I look at, you know, something personally for me, I'm like, ugh, like, I don't like that kitchen. I don't like that bathroom. Why did you do this? This layout's funky. And then you start to like remodel everything in your head. And I'm just like, oh my God. But this job really did train me into kind of having that eye, but also appreciating things in a space that most people wouldn't appreciate to begin with. So I absolutely loved the materials portion of things. So what I would do is I would look down our vendor list. I would look down some jobs that just completed. I'm like, ooh, you know, I would actually print out the drawings that went into the team going in and creating that space. I would highlight all the vendors. I'm like, ooh, okay, what can we do here? And because I went in with a professional photographer, I'd go in and I would look at the space first. If they said, hey, this space is available, it's beautiful, go check it out. So I would print out, I would definitely call the homeowner first. I would call my photographer, be like, hey, what do you have available? He'd give me his schedule. I'm like, all right, I'm going to give you a call here in a minute. I would call the homeowner. Hey, before you move into your kitchen or your bathroom or whatever, can we go in and do photos? Absolutely. Come by tomorrow. I was like, okay, perfect. Call the photographer. Can you do tomorrow too? Yep. Cool. We would do that. I had most times I had 24 hours, print out the drawings. I would go down the list of vendors. I'm like, ooh, this space has this, and this. I'm like, okay, perfect. So I would go in. Sometimes I take the drawings with me and I'd be looking at the space like an architect and stuff. And I'm like, when I see the space in person, I'm like, ooh, and I would tell my photographer, I'm like, Scott, hit this over here. I need a picture of this. And he's like, done. He would let me. I directed these photo shoots like a genius, man. I was so freaking proud of myself because I had no experience doing that. But the reason I knew how to direct what was because I knew I was going to be using these photos for something. I knew I'd be submitting it to like a magazine for consideration. I knew I was, you know, submitting these into contests. I knew from a social media standpoint, hey, I'm going to highlight Arizona Tile and I want them to see this side of this and then another side of this. And so I'm like, all right, that's a great blog right there. And then so I knew going in this, and this. So not only am I highlighting another vendor, which is also a very big name like Arizona Tile. So my little company, I would mention Arizona Tile did this, and this in our latest project. And then I would name the tile. I would name this and blah, 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 right? Then what would end up happening is that blog or that usually would be a blog and then it would be associated with a post. So I would end up doing like, hey, we just finished this project. We did this, and this. It was a beautiful project. Congrats to the designer, whoever that was. We wrote a blog about this specific space. Go check it out. So then not only were we driving traffic here, also we gave credit to Scott in case someone wants to hire him. We gave this space a great overview of what it was, how it became all that. Then we ended up throwing this blog out there. So not only are we tagging Arizona Tile and Scott, mostly Arizona Tile, Arizona Tile sees the photos and everything. Oh, fantastic. Reshare. Now it goes out to their net. But now, because I mentioned Arizona Tile into the blog, now Arizona Tile knows there's a blog out there. They can also reshare it on their end. Hey, this company wrote a blog about this project we did. This is some of our products. Go check it out. So now we're also backlinking onto the big, big notable website like Arizona Tile. And then what ends up happening is their audience is now coming to our sites and so on and so forth. So that is a really great way to build up your content. I mean, that's a really great way to not just write something very thought out and very amazing, but you're also driving traffic organically. So you didn't pay for this. You didn't pay for a boost. You didn't pay for an ad. You literally sat down, researched what you needed, made it beautiful in a social media forum post and on a blog, and now you're driving traffic. So sometimes associating other people with a large audience to help build up your content is a great way to grow organically. I would suggest doing that once a month. And use, if you're using vendors, highlight vendors. If you're using, another great way, affiliate marketing, you know, bring in an influencer to help you boost that and grow organically. However, that's not organic because you have to pay the influencer. But having a bigger name push your content is amazing. So, you know, there are tricks of growing organically. You will need help. But at the end of the day, there are ways of growing this organically. So don't be afraid to go out there, do the research, definitely check it out. Make sure that everything that you're doing makes sense. Don't just throw stuff on the wall and hope it sticks. It's just never going to work that way, period. So have fun with it. Have fun with your content. Definitely get creative, especially with your infographics, and really give it your all. This is your company. This is what you love. This is what you're doing. And, you know, there's no reason for you to be afraid of showing everyone that you can do this. So go out there and have fun. All right. I hope you enjoyed this episode, or episode 11, Grow Your Traffic Organically. I hope this helped. I can't wait to hear your stories on how you grew your stuff organically. And I just can't wait. Have fun with it. It's a brand new year. Make this part of your strategy, and I'll see you in the next episode. You have a good one. Happy New Year, and we'll see you soon.